The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
You're watching us on television. There's two things on screen that say a lot. Infowars.com reports central bankers moving to ban cash. That means moving to ban barter, moving to ban underground normal human economies, moving to bring in systems where they can fine, fee, and tax you for not following their political directives, like they're moving in Europe, saying 250,000 euro fines for every invader immigrant from the Middle East brought in that a country refuses to take in. And then something here on screen, if you're watching us on television, I'll describe it for radio listeners, also describes what's happening. An iPhone. I was pointing out these are built in the worst conditions on earth. You say, why do you have one? Well, the others are built just as bad as well. But it's all horrible. And I point out constantly that it is a device that can be used for good to expose the device. But it radiates you with cell phone radiation, microwave radiation. It tracks you. It games you. It gives data to the big corporations to create actuaries to rip you off. That's all admitted. But what about the symbol? The devil has a metaphysical rule that God laid down that he has to give warning. There has to be a, you know, like on the drugs, they'll tell you they can kill you. You know, the different medications, and they say this medication can kill you, though. Look at the apple. It has a bite out of it. And what does that represent? The fall of humanity from grace, when we have the knowledge of good. We have technologies of good, ideas of good, ideas of wholesomeness, ideas of straightforwardness. Like, I'll sell a high-quality product that's the best I can develop with the best research ever. And as I learn more, I upgrade them and make them even better. And then I sell it at a very competitive low price because that's how I want to be treated. Plus, then people get that it is high quality, has a lower price. It starts taking over the market, and then I become very successful. That's knowledge of good. That's how I operate. I'll be honest with you, though, I am exceedingly wicked because I've been brought up and my many generations before me have been brought up since the fall. And believe me, there was one. And I have knowledge of evil. It doesn't mean I like it. Doesn't mean I execute it. Doesn't mean I enjoy it. But I can sit there and look at a problem and I have the knowledge of good comes up and I can make choices off that menu. Or the knowledge of evil comes up, and then I have to look into evil and all the crimes and all the sins and all the and I'm very good at it, by the way. If I wanted to be evil, I'm like a Michael Jordan compared to a lot of these globalists. That's why I'm able to expose them. I'm not bragging. It's my sinful side is not executed, but just ginormous, just huge storeroom. All the ancestors, all the ancestral sin, which is biblical but is genetic. All the compressed data in my genes, all of it. All the good, the bad, and the ugly, they're all right there. And I see how it all works and how the scams all work and all of it. I have the knowledge of evil. So I'm fallen. But a lot of people don't even know there's knowledge of good and evil. They just think, what gets me ahead? What's fun? Like, liars think it's cute and funny to constantly lie. They think it's like a new technology they've developed. And again, it's twisted logic. Steve Jobs said, I don't let my children have iPhones or iPads or anything or ever let them on the computer. And they said, why? And he said, because it brain damages them. And they said, why would he admit that? Because he metaphysically has to. Hello, my name is Count Dracula. I live right up the hill there at the castle. Young lady, I would like to come by some night. Not tonight, I'm busy. I have to go. I have things to do, but might I come by sometime? Well, sure, come on in now. Oh, sure. Oh, thank you. I can't stay long. Would you like a glass of wine? No, no, no. I'm not a drinker. Not of that vintage. but thank you for inviting me. We're friends now. I'll be coming back, right? You want me to come back? Yes, I told you, didn't I? Right on there. A symbol far more evil than an upside-down cross or a pentagram. A seal of Satan. The fall of man. And there's another symbol. You told it's the Star of David. No, it's not. It's the Seal of Solomon. Two triangles. Why don't you look into what that symbol really means?
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. And I've always covered the anti-human operations that are going on, the attempt to put us into an artificial high-tech system. But I'm going to more and more focus on that because everything the globalists are doing is about carrying that out. And I just mentioned in the last hour, I have incredible Donald Trump clips in incredible, you know, news about what the globalists are up to. Huge earthquake reports and Mount St. Helens basically becoming active again and having a bunch of earthquakes yesterday. So many important things are going on. The world is changing. We're entering an amazing time right now. There's huge awakenings happening. But also, evil is coming out in the open. There's another article here that dovetails with this today. New Holocaust study. Medical errors, third leading cause of death in the U.S. And that's when they admit it's a medical error. Now, MD medicine is a wonderful thing if you've got a broken leg or a gunshot wound, has been said. But the big medical combines, the overuse of antibiotics, so many of these other systems are causing giant problems. And more, like vaccine makers, they're being given economic immunity from the things that they're engaged in. Not the doctors themselves, but the system. Why is it becoming one of the top causes of death in the country? Well, a lot of it is also the drugs and the procedures that are being authorized. And now, more and more, computers are making the decisions of what surgeries or what treatments are available, and nothing's being taught to people about what vitamin B12 can do. There was big studies out, even in the New York Times a few weeks ago, in Live Science, about most depression, mental illness, schizophrenia, linked to the gut not being able to absorb vitamin B12. But see, Big Pharma doesn't want you to know why you're depressed, because you're not out in the sun, you're not eating good food, your gut flora has been killed by all the pesticides in the food. They want to treat the illnesses. They don't want to take you back to the basics of why you're ill and try to stop it. The Washington Post reports medical errors now third leading cause of death in the United States, reports the new Johns Hopkins study. And then we break it down and show it's actually the number one cause in John Rappaport's article for InfoWars.com. And of course, I mentioned this. Scientists explain why it's inevitable that America will be hit by absolutely monstrous earthquakes because we're overdue. Everybody else has already had it. So we've got some of that news coming up today. But before I go any further, we will get about 45 into this hour, into the Trump news, into the election news, into all the things that are unfolding on that front. 27 lawmakers warn Obama against transferring surface-to-air missiles to Syrian rebels. Now, that's in the Associated Press. That is in Breitbart. You name it. I told you 4 years ago when Benghazi happened, when they transferred the surface-to-air missiles, the MPADs, that when you started hearing the mainstream media warn about MPADs and say that they'd been transferred by Obama, which they've been openly doing, get ready for the airlines to start getting shot down. So that's coming up as well here today. We also have politically Paul Ryan coming out and saying he will not support Trump. He would support even Hillary. Paul Ryan, architect of open borders, says he won't back Trump over Hillary. And all Trump is doing is pushing nationalism. That's why they're so scared of him, because whether he's good or bad, he is somebody who they do know is an outsider from their system, and the lobbyists are in a open panic, and it shows how the two-party system at the top is so controlled that we're being lectured by these people, and we're being lectured by the communist Chinese dictatorship. We're being lectured by the Pope, the very same Pope that has praised quarter million euro fines for every refugee refused entry into Europe. I mean, this is global government. An unelected EU gets set up. It takes over your country without the nations voting. France didn't vote. Germany didn't vote. England didn't vote. The UK didn't vote. It's making your laws. They bring in 5 million refugees. They're running around murdering and killing and raping out of war-torn zones. And then they say, we're going to fine you if you don't bring more in. That's the TPP that they ratified in secret and say we're now under and all the rest of it globally. And Congress couldn't even see a copy of it. And now we're told that makes our decisions. And when the UK says we might leave the EU, Obama says, hey, you're under treaties with us. You're not allowed to. See, we're already in global government. And there are other little agreements. In the 1980s, billions of dollars was put in a secretive fund with a secret court, the Vaccine Damage Fund. You see, other drugs supposedly can be sued. If Fen-Phen makes you, have heart valve disintegration, well, you can then, sue them. But see, not the vaccine makers. And back when they did that, there were 15 or 20 they were trying to push. Now it's hundreds they want to push on the people of the planet. And they're given a secret court, and then taxpayer money secretly pays out all the dead and dying. The inserts, though, still admit that they can kill you or cause neurological disorders or thousands of problems. And now this year they've got bills introduced in the Congress to even get rid of the inserts with vaccines, you see. Just like they don't want labeling on GMO. Now, the lady we've got on with us till about 45 after, and I really appreciate her coming on, is Dr. Tony Bark. And I really appreciate her coming on. Disease-reversal.com is her website. She is a prestigious medical doctor, testified before Congress, the Senate, and I'd already knew who she was, read some of her articles over the years, but I was glad we were able to get in contact with her because she's also the medical doctor for the founder of Smashing Pumpkins and a big listener of the show and a great, great mind when it comes to deciphering what's happening. Of course, Billy Corgan, who was here with us in studio a few weeks ago, and she received her medical doctorate from Rush University in 86, studying psychology at the University of Illinois and University of London. She immediately took the position of director of pediatric emergency room at Michelle Reese Hospital in Chicago. So, boy, she's seen it all. After 2 years, she began her studies in alternative medicine practices such as nutrition and classical homeopathy, all while keeping her hands in emergency and urgent care medical work, as well as starting her private practice in 93. 2010, Dr. Bark also began a master's program in healthcare emergency medicine at Boston University, where she focused on vaccine safety, efficacy, and ethics issues. She worked as an adjunct professor in the Boston Graduate Program, teaching and the effects of disaster on psychology. Dr. Bark also co-produced the documentary Bought, the feature in the documentary Silent Epidemic, Vaccine Wars, and Food Choices. She is an alternative and active in legislative issues and has given testimony for Senate Health Committee, disease-reversal.com. And Dr. Bark, thank you so much for coming on with us. You heard me kind of set the table there for folks that just tuned in. Some of the news. We're going to break in 5 minutes, but first off, thank you for coming on with us. But what is front and center for you today with all the changes that are happening?
Well, I do see the tide turning somewhat. Yesterday, I was an expert witness in a Midwestern state in family court. This is something that I've done many times. This is regarding vaccine custody issues. I've done it in Australia as well. I've worked on cases in Canada, and I have a case in the vaccine court itself right now as well. But I do feel that the tide is turning. I mean, the judge yesterday was fascinated with hearing what I had to say about the lack of vaccine safety, about the court, and the opposing physician was unaware of the vaccine court, unaware of VAERS reporting, was not aware of how to recognize a vaccine damage. And this is exactly what we see, is that while the government set up the system in 86, and it was 14 shots we were pushing at that time, 14, we are up to, by the age of five, we are up to, you know, 49 doses in some states. In some states, it's 63. In some states, it's more if they push an annual flu shot or the nasal inhalant for under 6 years of age. And then in some states, it's even more because we're seeing Gardasil, while it's not on any state mandate other than Rhode Island, it is being pushed heavily at the doctor's office. So I see more bills coming down the road. We know there's something called Healthy People 2020, which is for adults, and it's tied to the Department of Transportation. That's really freaking scary. That means, oh, you know, Mr. Jones, you haven't, we don't know that you've been vaccinated in the last 10 years. You can't get on this flight. You need to step out of the line and go get MMR, OPV, IPV, DPT.
That's right.
God knows what else. That's what's going on.
As dystopic a face I try to put on things, I get an expert like you on, Dr. Bark, and then I start realizing all the horrible stuff I forgot to say. They want this as a right to travel to supposedly medicalize us. And this is a whole military-industrial big pharma complex that's been caught in thousands of, in many cases, lethal secret testing on the general public. Why would we trust anything that big pharmaceutical companies like Bayer, who for a decade knowingly had HIV and hepatitis A, B, and C in their Factor VIII blood product, and in their own court cases, mainstream news, even NBC News came out and said, they said, screw it, keep selling it, who cares if we kill people? I mean, you talk about an arrogant group of evil folks.
Congress allowed them. So Congress passed, you know, it was illegal for them to sell that Factor VIII, the HIV-tainted Factor VIII in the states, but Congress passed something at the 11th hour, literally at the 11th hour. It was like midnight on a Christmas Eve. And
Canada.
Yeah, and they were allowed to sell it to Spain, Portugal, and I believe France or Japan. And then
that's
about
right.
15,000 people developed HIV from the tainted Factor VIII, and there were lawsuits. But, you know, it's the price of doing business. I mean, the amount they had to pay out is nothing compared to what they made on
selling. And let's be clear, the executive's minutes have been public from the criminal trials in France and Australia and other areas. It came out that they knew it had HIV, hepatitis.
Absolutely.
Was a death sentence to basically anyone that took it with the HIV, and they did it. Folks, these are sick people. Please continue, Doctor.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's one example. You know, there's many examples like the SV40 tainted polio vaccine.
Cancer virus.
Exactly. And that was the 40th simian virus. You know, we don't even talk about the other 39. But, you know, the government knew that they were aware that SV40 was contaminating that polio vaccine. And what they said to I believe it was Qatar that was first making it and then a few other companies, was that, you know, we'll allow you to sell off this lot. You've got a few more years to sell this off. And then we want you to start over. Well, there's actually, so first of all, that's egregious and nefarious. And then there's evidence that it was in taking the vaccines as late as 1997.
Wow. Well, you've done so much amazing work. When you testify to Congress or the Senate, I mean, I know you try to crystallize the info down, but we've got the CDC documents, as you know, from 2000, where they have the CDC's like, I'm not going to let my grandkids have this. What are we going to do? We got to cover this up. But they never fixed it. It's only gotten worse. Now there's more vaccines they want to take. I mean, as autism goes from, you know, 1 in 30,000 to 1 in 58, they're talking about 1 in 3 within a decade. There's got to be a point where they know the epidemic's going to be so bad that they're going to end up getting brought down. Or are they just kicking the can down the road, doctor?
No. I mean, if you think about it, the healthcare system, the whole system in the United States, it's the largest growing business. It's the largest growing field in the whole world. I mean, exponential, you know, between CVS's on every corner, between hospitals growing, and new medical centers and urgent cares everywhere. This is an exploding field. And so they see it as a win-win. I mean, if more people are sick, you know, if we can manage to not kill people, but just really damage them so they have chronic illness, then the drug companies make a lot of money. The hospitals make a lot of money. You know, these nonprofit, quote unquote, hospitals, they get federal tax money. They sell a can of Coke for $10 and only get a dollar from insurance. So then they get federal funding for the $9 or, you know, an aspirin for $100 or a pap smear for $300 and the insurance company only pays $14. And then the rest, the federal government gives.
So it's just like the military-industrial complex, $700 billion a year here alone. Of course they're funding al-Qaeda. Of course they're funding terror groups. Because when the terror groups then attack, they then have an excuse to go into those countries and half the time don't even target the actual group. They'll target somebody totally innocent like the Iraqi people.
Well, you know, so this is a good example. So yesterday or the day before, yesterday I was testifying all day. So I was driving and testifying. But the day before, I was posting something and I saw somebody was talking about how great carbs, and he studies cardiovascular disease, and he's saying the benefit of eating a carb diet. And I talked about ketogenic diets, you know, that I put a lot of my patients into ketosis. It reverses cancer. It reverses diabetes. It reverses heart disease, even Alzheimer's. And he immediately attacked me and said, patients can die. It's deadly dangerous. I mean, this is coming out the same day that, you know, the whole industrial complex is admitting that pharmaceuticals is the third leading cause of death. And I, by the way, think it's probably second or first leading cause of death. And we can talk about that. But, you know, to say that it's dangerous, deadly dangerous to go into ketosis.
This is one of the most out of control, mass killing industries ever. It's like Satan telling you if you read a Playboy, you might become Satan. I mean, it's totally insane. It's like Hitler saying, don't be mean to the Jews. In fact, get into that, doctor. Let's talk about the numbers because we find the same thing. It looks like medical neglect, medical problems, mistakes and drugs are probably together the number one cause of death.
Well, I see it a little differently. Those are very high numbers that cause death. But actually, if you really think about it, you know, I'll see a breast cancer patient, right? And then I take the history because I spend 2 hours with all my patients. And the history could be that they were in rounds and rounds and rounds of antibiotics. Rounds of antibiotics. So, you know, we know that when you're on a lot of antibiotics, it alters your bowel flora. It also reduces your intrahepatic. It increases intrahepatic circulation of hormones without degrading them and detoxifying them. So it's possible that patient would have never had breast cancer if they weren't thrown antibiotics for every friggin' sinus complaint, every friggin' cold. You know, so it's worse than that. And then look at the vaccines that can possibly be contaminated with retroviruses. We know that. I mean, we know that there's contamination, prions, retroviruses, passages. You know, they put the vaccines through passages through these varicocele and these longevity cell lines. And at certain passages, they're carcinogenic, they're oncogenic. So how do we know that a polio vaccine that somebody got when in the 60s when they were a child, and now they're eating glyphosate, you know, on their food, that the combination is not increasing their risk for cancer, you know, especially then if they've had antibiotics thrown at them. So a lot of times when you hear patients die from complications of their disease, I believe that they actually died from the medications. You know, another
absolutely. Doctor, stay right there. I've got to say, I am so impressed with you because I've done read so much literature, mainline studies. This stuff's really hidden out there, but I've never heard somebody move as fast as you and bring up so many key things. So hopefully, maybe stay the whole hour if you can, because I want to get more into this with you and obviously have you back a lot. But Dr. Tony Bark is our guest, disease-reversal.com. Back up a little bit.
Sure.
And get into the viruses, the prions, folks. That's what is connected to Alzheimer's and other things that we know are in the vaccines. You got into immortal cell lines. This is all mainline science, but no one even knows this. Where they're getting these vaccines from is like these zombie cell lines. And just you drill into then where you think this is really all going, because you're absolutely right. The average doctor isn't evil.
No.
But they're a priest of a cult that's run by the Rockefellers on record that wants you sick to basically take all your money from your whole life into their system and to control it, because they don't just want the money, they print the money. They don't want you having your own discretionary income to build anything that ever competes with them. It's all about competition being a sin, a total final takeover. So please continue.
Well, okay, so I trained in pediatrics and rehab. I ran a peds emergency room, right? And I knew that many kids reacted very badly to vaccines. That was clear. But when I trained, we didn't vaccinate pregnant women. We didn't vaccinate newborns that were premature or sick. We didn't even vaccinate women who were thinking of getting pregnant. And again, it was 14 shots by the age of 5. That was the 80s, before this court. So things were, you know, a vaccine could be risky, but I was actually told, oh, we'll never mandate chickenpox vaccine, because with every vaccine comes a risk of serious injury, and it's not worth it for chickenpox, right? Well, that's all, you know, that's gone now. All that's gone. So as soon as they lost liability, things went crazy. But what I didn't know until I started doing my master's in 2010 was that, you know, these policies are based on nothing but lobbyists. You know, the lobbyists write these bills. Clearly. And then we've got regulatory capture to the nth degree. I mean, the committees at the CDC, at the FDA are 100%, with one exception of the consumer rep, are people who work for the main manufacturers of the vaccines. The CDC actually, there is something called FACA, which is Federal Advisory Committee Act, which says you can't have undue conflicts of interest, financial or otherwise, with the industry you're regulating. And the CDC on their website says, as a matter of policy, they waive that for people on that on the vaccine committee because they want specialists. So we've got – so that's a problem right there. But when I was writing my papers, I interviewed people that were the consumer reps at the time, or had been consumer reps at the ACIP committee, at the HHS flu vaccine committee, at the VRBPAC committee, and they all told me, especially the one at the VRBPAC committee, that they're very aware that there's contamination. And if you go onto websites like Virusys, which is a journal for people in the industry, they'll say, you know, they'll advertise counters, new counters that, you know, can test better sensitivity for prions in the bovine serum. You know, these are the kind of ads. So I started going on to Virusys and looking at the ads for the counters.
And you're talking about inside baseball, inside the big plants, what they're up to. But again, this is all, from my research, a cover story, even for the people working in the plants and the engineers and chemists and virologists, because there's a larger program above it, just like our phones are full of hack tech and things for the whole shadow government that's now admitted. Vaccines are really overall just the cover for a larger binary weapons program.
I mean, it very well could be. All I know is the facts that I know.
Is it is contaminated and they're covering it up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's very clear. And I don't believe that it started out with that intention. I really don't believe that. I think if you read The Virus and the Vaccine, it's a book on the race to develop between Salk and Sabin and the government to develop the polio vaccine. But bring it back to
the monkey kidneys had the cancer virus. I get it.
Exactly.
But they're still giving stuff off the same, you know, batch. They're still having to recall it today because of it.
Absolutely. So we have a lot. Yeah, it's a great, that's such a great book. There's so many really good books out there.
But then meanwhile, you have all this knowledge. All these other great people have the knowledge. It's a fact. We raise it. Mainstream media goes, there was never a cancer virus. There's no secret fund. None of it. There's no side effects. Safe and effective. Safe and effective. It's the law. Take the shots. When there is no law. But now they're trying to make laws. We're going to talk about forced inoculation and intimidation and Colorado wanting to make you be in databases. When we come back with our amazing guest, boy, you can tell she's going to be here a lot if she'll join us. What an informed, dynamic lady. Disease-reversal.com. Dr. Tony Bark, amazing lady. I'm so glad that Billy Corgan said that I should get her on. Thank you, Billy. We'll be back straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around.
There are interests in this world that have taken over. The military-industrial complex is just one of them. Eisenhower warned of a technological, scientific elite overlording all of that in his 1961 farewell address. And boy, we're living under it now. They are coming out with a big push worldwide for forced inoculations, or to have states like California pass laws to say your 11-year-old can have an age of consent, to say they want vaccines and the government can give them money. All I know is the vaccinated kids I know are just so unhealthy. Mine are unvaccinated completely or super healthy by the grace of God. People say, wow, your kids, they're like electric. They're so smart. They're so happy. They're so healthy. What happened? And I go, no vaccines. But other kids they run into make fun of them and say, you're going to get us sick. You haven't had your vaccines. I thought if you had yours, you were protected, right? So then how is it that we need to be? You know, my dad's a physician, and almost every doctor he knows doesn't take the vaccines their kids don't because they see the reactions. The nurses at the hospital, all three of my kids, tried to pressure, and they said, we don't give ours either, but, you know, yeah, we see it. We've had nurses on to the heads of ERs and the heads of preemie floors, and they come in, the bioethics board, and says, vaccinate them. Six-month-old baby. And they go, but they have breathing problems and die, and they say, do it. So they get the paddles ready, and they get the defibrillators, and then they give them the shots and watch which ones start dying, and they save them. They give the shots, and then they save them. But some die. We've had them on whistleblowers. It's been in the news. And then it came out in newspapers that we had them on. Yeah. See, used to you knew, don't give them to preemies. Don't give a pregnant woman a shot. You give them a shot, boom, that baby miscarriage right there on the spot. 6 months old, doesn't matter. So, but they wanted to be able to say vaccines are totally, so they went 5 years ago, no, give pregnant women two shots. Even though the insert says don't do it, it's just a doubling down and in your face. Oh, you're going to resist us? We're going to push even more. Yeah, there it is. Hospital, vaccine is causing babies to stop breathing. See the interview, see the video, Infowars.com. Get that out to every pregnant woman you know. Get it out to the hospitals. Cause a public debate. We can override the globalists, and that's what's happening. Whether you love Trump or hate him, he's an example of overriding them and all their lies and all their propaganda. We're going to go back to the doctor here in a moment. First off, we have the highest quality non-GMO storable foods out there at the lowest price, powered by My Patriot Supply. I've been selling storable foods for years. It's always good to have for emergencies. Plus, as food prices go up, you can always eat your food and save money on inflation. But with all the wars they're starting and the globalism and the elites getting bunkers and storable foods and local police departments getting storable foods, now is the time. And folks, pick up the political climate. I've never seen people take advantage of a sale like this, and that's a win-win. But it's kind of sad to see that we are in so much trouble. People get it. I wish this wasn't the case. I wish I wasn't having to get more storable food. I'm even stockpiling it here at the office now. A lot of medical supplies, you name it, just in case things unravel, because that's what they're getting ready for. I hope that's not the case. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right to the storable foods area, 30 to 40% off, and it will end Sunday. I will not extend it. That'll be a week we've extended it this Sunday. And it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, just private label by us, and 10% off all other survival items, high quality, crank-powered and solar-powered shortwave radios, non-GMO heirloom seeds, a giant spectrum of 14 different brands there. G-Shock watches, super high-quality water filtration systems. TheraSafe, in case a reactor melts down. Strategic Relocation, the book and the film, all discounted. All nutraceuticals, vitamin B12, highest quality. Methylcobalamin organic that we produce. The winter sun, vitamin D3 organic, totally absorbable. Vegan, extremely absorbable. Brain Force, DNA Force, Anthroplex. All of it. Try them out for yourself. Survival Shield X2, Colloidal Silver Bullet. All of them 10% off the already big discounts that are there. And free shipping on orders, $50 or more. And 10% off additionally if you sign up for auto ship. You take all the different discounts that are there. We're talking about as high as 70% discounts where we lose money on some items. But we're doing it, ladies and gentlemen, because, again, it's about having lost leaders and getting folks in the door to try some of these products to become repeat customers and then be able to self-fund our operation, which I'm very thankful to you for. So it's a win-win as we fight back against medical tyranny, the globalist takeover, all these wars they're starting, how they're flooding us with incompatible radical jihadists. I mean, you can see the destabilization program because the managers that handle the crises get more power and more control in this fascist, crony capitalist system with those type of programs. So, again, take advantage of those specials, the 30 to 40% off, depending on which food package it is. 30 is the lowest discount. Will end Sunday at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call to ask any questions, 888 888- 800-253-3139. Now, going back to our guest, I'm going to try to give you the floor now in the next 22 minutes that we have left in the broadcast here. Dr. Toni Bark, disease-reversal.com. And again, she's a medical doctor, and she is Billy Corgan's personal physician. He said, this lady knows more than anybody I know. And when I looked her up, I said, oh, I've seen her on C-SPAN. I've seen her. I've seen her website. She's a really smart lady. Yeah, let's get her on. But, wow, blowing us away, breaking down vaccines. We were getting to forced inoculation. We were getting to having to get shots to get on a plane or to get your driver's license. Bill Clinton signed an executive order. They never implemented it, but they started it. The ball rolling back in 1997. It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, to take urine and blood to get a driver's license. Now, D.C. started a few years ago, free driver's license if you give them a blood sample. So it's begun. Let's get into how they're trying to force us to have the government and corporations make us put things in our body. The final frontier. And then we have convulsions and die. A secret tribunal, if we jump through 10 years of hoops, might give $500,000 of taxpayer money quietly to our families. Doctor?
Well, okay. So first of all of the health sciences have been completely corrupted. But as far as I'm concerned, the vaccine issue is the worst one because that's the only time we see mandates for public school for certain jobs. So that's why it's the most egregious in my mind. But, you know, in my film, in Bought, you know, one of the whistleblowers I interviewed was a state fraud investigator who was fired for investigating state fraud because it had to do with pharma. And he was told, you know, pharma pays both sides of the aisle, back off of this. And he didn't. So he was fired. Of course, you know, many, many years later, about a decade later, it got settled. He got a lot of money from the EEOC just from being fired. And then, of course, the whole thing was settled for about $5 billion. But there was an organization, a ring of seven states where the directors of mental health for those states were trying to implement TMAP, which was a test that you would implement to kids in junior high. And it would point out the risk of kids who were maybe bipolar, you know, or difficult, had behavior issues. And it was in order to push drugs on kids. And they were pushing drugs that were off label, that weren't even approved for kids. I mean, this was the whole goal.
Sure, and Bush pushed that as the new Freedom Initiative nationwide.
Yes, that was Bush pushing that, exactly. I mean, it's so frightening that, you know, so they start with vaccines. And by the way, I recently ran into a priest high up in the Catholic Church internationally who told me that he knows what's going on, that he has seen many people vaccinated at gunpoint in third world countries.
Oh, yeah.
And that he knows that if you're high up in the Vatican, you know the WHO is a problem. I mean, he was aware of what was going on in Kenya. I mean, in Ghana, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, the Africans used to love the white witch doctors 100 years ago that showed up because they knew they had good medicine.
Right.
For the last 50 years, they run. I mean, this is in the news because they know. Because they go, they come to a village, find pregnant, give shot, my baby die, everyone. And then, I mean, these people have been interviewed all over the world. They just are killing them.
Well, look what happened in Africa with the swine flu shots. So in Europe and in Australia, they recognize that some kids get narcolepsy from that shot, right? And they got paid out. But we had an epidemic of nodding disease in Africa.
Oh.
Yeah, interesting, right? And if you look at where it was where that swine flu shot was.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You're just too incredible. Hey, bring up all these points I forgot about. Remember in 96, and again a few years ago, they officially got caught, the UN, adding a hormone to the tetanus shot to cause second trimester miscarriage.
That was in the Philippines, and it was the late 90s. It was HCG, and that's what was going on in Kenya last year, and the Catholic doctors and the Catholic bishops pointed it out. So it happened in the Philippines in the late 90s, and it happened again in Kenya. So it's HCG, which is a hormone that your placenta makes when you're pregnant. And so if you have antibodies to it, every time you're pregnant, you're going to attack your own placenta.
And what was so sick, you're the doctor, but I remember reading an article, it wasn't just that it would kill the baby, it would cause autoimmune disease in the women's uteruses where your body attacks itself. And if they were doing this in the 90s and the UN got caught, they said it was an accident that got added. But it turned out they had over 100 makers around the world all accidentally adding this.
Well, I didn't know how many makers, but I did know it happened in the Philippines, and it was called out, and I think, again, by the Catholic.
It was all over the country, all the world, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so I don't know if you know this one. This is also brilliant, because people think Tuskegee was so long ago. But when I was speaking at rallies in Sacramento last year, I brought up that in early 1990s, the CDC, along with Kaiser Permanente, which is huge in California, was conducting experiments on infant inner city black and Hispanic kids under the months of 18 months of age in order to see if they could overwhelm maternal fetal antibodies. And what were they doing? They were giving an experimental measles shot at 10 to 500 times the dose. Now,
wow.
The U.S., yeah, the CDC was doing this with...
No, you just blew me away. You just told me something I didn't know. Now I'm impressed. I was aware of secret vaccine and pesticide testing on inner city youth, mainly black, but that's because I didn't... No one would stand up for them, but there's other groups as well, including killing children with pesticides. I'm sorry. It's just so insane. Look, you found the LA Times. Wow.
Right.
CDC says it messed up. It erred in measles study. Whoa.
Yeah, erred. It was criminal, okay? And it wasn't just there in LA. The CDC at the same time simultaneously was doing it with Johns Hopkins in West Africa and Haiti. And there were deaths, and they had to stop it because of the deaths. But listen to this. So we've got now a cohort of kids who are in their late 20s who were given measles shots at 10 to 500 times the dose, and nobody's following up on them because they were probably given $100 and a pizza
party. It's worse. So I just thought of this. It's the measles vaccine that we found the antibodies in the guts of mostly autistic children. Oh, my God. And then I keep wondering, why does fluoride hit blacks double bad or vaccines? But then I see some of the studies that they're actually giving more vaccines or special vaccines to the blacks that are even worse. Then I learn in mainstream news that the rich and the elites, quote, get the clean vaccines. I bet this rabbit hole goes a lot deeper. I'm sorry, doctor. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
Well, okay, so people, when I said this at one of the rallies, people were going crazy because nobody had heard of this. You know, it was a little article in the LA Times, like, oh, no big deal. You know, we aired. How do you air by not disclosing it's an experiment, by not letting parents know you're giving 10 to 500 times the recommended dose of a new experimental vaccine? I mean, that's not an error. That is criminal behavior. And it was one article in the LA Times, and I think there was one article somewhere out east, and that was it, and then it was dropped. I mean, this is unbelievable. Can you imagine? It was kind of like when Baxter had the flu shot, and it had H1N1 or H1N5 in it.
And all the homeless died.
Well, no, this was the one that got to the Ukraine, and they tested it on ferrets, and so they were all dying. And somebody at the Ukraine at the testing station caught it, but Baxter said it was a mistake and didn't want to...
I remember that one. It killed all the ferrets, but look at this one, the Telegraph. Homeless die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland, and they said it usually only kills a couple people out of 30, but this one killed most of them.
I mean, it is... So it's really crazy, but I'll tell you that most doctors, this is a religious belief, you know? I mean, I was guilty, too. I was inculcated.
No, I know. Doctors will tell you there's no problems, that's made up, and I'm like, I have 500 mainstream news articles and the insert saying it, and they go, no, you don't.
Yeah, it's really akin to a religious belief in the system. You know, you believe that the CDC tells you good information. Most doctors are kind of not
wow.
aware of how the world works in terms of how business works, right? They're not business-minded in general. And so they don't understand, just like with mainstream media. I mean, 70% of their advertising money in a non-election year is pharma. You're going to bite the hand that feeds you? I don't think so. And the CDC has a revolving door. You know, it's kind of like with the FDA whistleblower who exposed the Vioxx issue. He said that he was taken aside and said, who do you think you work for? You work for the people or you work for the industry? You work for the industry. That's what's going on.
I tell you, I get somebody like you on because I read hundreds of news articles a day. You start reminding me of stuff I read years ago and we pull it up. And then you bring up stuff I didn't even know about. And I'm just wondering, I wonder what else has never come out. I mean, I'd imagine it's probably 10 times what we know, doctor.
Oh, you know, it's a rabbit hole. This is what when I spoke in Rhode Island, when the Department of Public Health, which was allowed to make legislation without legislators' approval and mandated Gardasil for all sixth graders, boys and girls in the fall, I was immediately flown out with Diane Harper, who was one of the key architects of that vaccine and consulted for Merck. And, it's unbelievable because most doctors are just unaware. And what I think is that it's a rabbit hole. So the doctors that came heard it and got incensed, not at me, at the system. You know, they're like, wow, I had no idea. And I understand, like, they start falling down that rabbit hole.
So that's the good news is this is coming out, because I had a pediatrician, one of the biggest pediatricians in Austin about 5 years ago, grab me and go, listen, I volunteer for free clinics, you know, and he goes, they were giving the old SV40 to the kids in East Austin. I can't believe it. He said, but don't quote me. You can say your doctor said it. Just don't say my name. He's since retired. But again, there's this fear, too. That's an illegal vaccine. What are they doing giving it to black youth again? I mean, this is getting really weird. I mean, this is, and then where's the black leaders? Where are the Hispanic leaders as they're trying to give every girl in Mexico Gardasil that we know has been banned in all these countries and linked directly to sterilizing women and autoimmune disorders? Where are the Mexican flag waving Ford Foundation, you know, people that are beating up folks at Trump rallies? I mean, we really don't want you to kill your children. I mean, we really care about you. You're a human. Put down the Mexican flag for a minute and actually listen to us.
Well, I actually called the lawyer for the NAACP in D.C., right? So I made him aware. He was aware. He was disturbed by it, but he wouldn't do anything about it. He wouldn't say anything.
Special place in hell.
Yeah, and he's probably not even one of the worst, because he's like,
well, no, I know, but
terrible.
They know, and then they're afraid. They're hurting children, folks.
They're afraid for real reason. Andy Wakefield, who's brilliant and
fabulous. Oh, my God, yeah.
Can't say enough good things about that man. I mean, he's a true gentleman and Renaissance man. And
I've been proven right.
Yes, many times over, in fact. But, you know, they ruined his life. I mean, thank God he and his wife, they are amazing and go through life in a positive way. I don't know how they did it. I don't think I could do it with all the vilification that he's suffered. But, you know, look what happens. I mean, and worse things happen. I mean, we know that. I mean,
remember the Australian government? I mean, there's nothing you don't seem to know. Remember when they had the vaccine maker and the internal email and the lawsuit say we need to start killing these people? The anti-vax folks?
Well, in Vioxx, when they got things through Discovery, the internal emails at Merck for Vioxx was, we need to neutralize physicians. Here's the list of physicians that need to be neutralized, and you need to go to their homes if necessary.
Yeah, and then, strangely enough, some of them had been killed mysteriously. But hey, everybody commits suicide, folks. Nothing going on here. We'll be back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
You take a mortal man.
All I know is I'll be on vacation or I'll be on the street and I see folks that've got an autistic son. I'll say, hey, is your son autistic? Oh, yes, he is. And I'll say, most of the time they end up being listeners, but they'll say, yeah, he got shots when he was 18 months, the third round, had a convulsion in the car or there at the hospital or that night, had a fever for 4 or 5 days, and then never talked again. But they say there's no vaccine connection. Well, in the old days, like when my uncle took a tetanus shot and almost killed him, his whole body swelled up. No, the doctor said, no, it's a bad reaction to the tetanus shot. The insert says it. Now they're trying to say none of this exists. And I just want to encourage Dr. Tony Bark, disease-reversal.com. You can check out the books, the films, the information there on her site, the news articles. It's excellent. I just want to ask her, in condensing all this, where we go from here. Because, you know, she speaks to big groups of doctors, and they're waking up. They see it. A lot of members of Congress have children or grandchildren that are fine at their house 1 week, the next week, brain damage, never talk again. They're not going to get away with this. They think they're just going to keep propagandizing it. And, you know, why is breast cancer up a couple thousand percent in every Western country? They never ask why it's up. They say, find the cure. Well, we know it's glyphosates and other things. And the antibiotics, like she said, that turn off the immune system and kill our guts, just like the New York Times admitted a month ago. Wow, most cancer's communicable, and most of it passes through the gut. Everything Dr. Blaylock, a brain surgeon, said 25 years ago, what Wakefield said, we know. Turns out the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, well, since the 20s, the Rockefellers have been obsessed with gut flora. Turns out they were way ahead of the curve. Turns out there's some evil people. Doctor, in closing, other points for folks here. Just want to appreciate your work.
Thank you.
What other points you want to impart to people about what they should know?
Yeah. So, you know, what I tell people after a large lecture, everyone's like, what can we do? And I think you have to start locally with your legislators because they truly don't know anything. So in Illinois, there's a JCAR committee. It's a joint commission. And they, so it's Congress, it's the House. It's the House, it's the Senate, and it's right and it's left, and they vote on things like mandates, like rules for the ID, for the Department of Public Health. You need to go, everyone needs to go to their rep and educate them because they're, okay, I mean, honestly, after doing this work politically,
They're really
and they're spending all their time canvassing for money for their next election. That is their main concern.
Totally self-centered, narcissistic people that don't give a damn about anybody, including their own kids, are all committing suicide.
Well, I don't know about that, but I can tell you that they don't really...
On average, a lot of these globalists are totally self-centered. They just could care less.
Well, so the local, but we have to start locally because they're making the mandates at your state, right? You need to let them know you're not going to vote for them. You will get other people to vote in power if they don't really represent you. And you need to educate them because many of them are actually aghast when they find out. They don't know about the vaccine court. They don't know about the lack of liability. They don't know that there's a table of injuries that hasn't been updated since the vaccine court started and we added another 45 vaccines. They don't know any of this. And when they hear it, they actually become, they're shocked. So, you know,
well, that's the good news is the globalists are doing all this arrogantly. They're just forcing us to go out and be bigger activists and take our government back.
Absolutely. And, you know, the more they push, the more we find out. I mean, vaxxed would have never afforded this kind of a PR campaign. And I immediately, you know, emailed Donna and Della. I was like, wow, you have gotten such free PR. This is brilliant. And I was
if the feds wouldn't have threatened the places where they were going to show it, if there hadn't been pressure put on Robert De Niro, It wouldn't have the Streisand effect.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't have like 150 people seeing at a Tribeca on the 24th, you know, that Sunday afternoon. It would have been it. And in the meantime, man, it's gotten major exposure because methinks she does protest too much, right? I mean, it piqued interest of people who had never even heard of this and would never have heard of it, except if they made it into
sure,
a
video. Sure, it shows their arrogance. Dr. Du, five more minutes with us. We got Roger Stone coming up on the latest with Trump and the campaign. He's got some of the biggest developments ever when he joins us the next hour. But five more minutes with this amazing lady on Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.